Fearlessly Courageous, from the desk of Dennis Piller. Is the Last Supper and Passover and Easter all the same? I'm sure you know this story, but hopefully a little history lesson will touch a chord in your spirit today. Passover commemorates the biblical story of Exodus, where God freed the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. The celebration of Passover is described in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. In Judaism, the first five books of Moses are called the Torah. So what is the meaning of Passover according to the Bible? Passover, or in Hebrew, Pesah or Pesach, in Judaism, it is a holiday commemorating the Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt and the passing over of the forces of destruction, or the sparing of the firstborn of the Israelites when the Lord smote the land of Egypt on the eve of Exodus. Exodus 12, verse 18, commands that Passover be celebrated. From the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. So what is the Passover story? In a very basic Passover storyline, the Pharaoh is fearful there will be too many Jews living in Egypt. So he institutes slavery and demands that male Jewish babies be killed. Baby Moses is saved by his mom, who floats him in a basket down the Nile River, where he's found and adopted by the Pharaoh's daughter. He becomes a prince, and after killing a slave master, Moses flees into the desert and encounters a burning bush of God revealing himself. God tells Moses to go to Pharaoh and lead the Jews out of slavery. Moses goes to Pharaoh and asks that he let the Jews go free from Egypt. Each time the Pharaoh says no, God sends a plague down on Egypt. Darkness, light, boils, cattle disease. The 10th and final plague is the most drastic. The killing of the firstborn by the so-called angel of death. In order to protect their firstborn, the Israelites were instructed to mark their doors with lamb's blood so the angel of death would pass over them. If you've ever seen the movie Moses, it's very well depicted there. Thus, the name Passover, which is Pesach in Hebrew. The Israelites were ultimately freed from slavery and wandered the deserts for 40 years before making it to the Promised Land. So how does Passover relate to Jesus? Well, Jesus is the Passover lamb in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For Christ, Messiah, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. The Passover is symbolic of Jesus delivering those who trust in him from the slavery and penalty of sin. So what happens during Passover? The main event of the Passover holidays is the Seder, literally meaning order, a festive meal in which the Haggadah, the book of Exodus and related writings, is recited in a very precise set order. During the entire duration of the holiday, it is forbidden to eat leavened food products such as bread or pasta. The Bible states, "As you shall tell your son in that day, saying, 'This is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came from Egypt.'" Exodus 13:8. So is the Last Supper and the Passover the same? The Last Supper was a Passover Seder meal that Jesus Christ and his disciples ate to celebrate this event. Jesus taught his disciples that the wine and the bread at the meal signified that he would become the sacrificial lamb by which sins are forgiven and reconciliation with God can occur. Are Easter and Passover the same thing? Passover and Easter share many similarities as they occur during the same time of the year, and some aspects of their celebration are similar. They are, however, fundamentally different holidays. Passover is a Jewish holiday, whereas Easter is a Christian holiday. What is Easter? You know, Easter celebrates Christ's resurrection from his tomb. Easter is only observed for one day, on the first day after the first full moon of the spring equinox. This year, Easter Sunday falls on the 9th of April. Some people celebrate what is commonly known as Good Friday as well. And finally, Passover and forgiveness. What should you and I understand about the New Testament Passover? Christians who observe the New Testament Passover remember every year that Christ gave his body and blood so that we can be forgiven of our sins. I hope we can remember that every day. Jesus Christ paid the price of death to bear our sins and to become our mediating sacrifice so that we can be forgiven. This is a foundational theme of the entire Bible and of God's plan of salvation. Isn't it amazing how all things work together for God's will and purpose? And to think our names are included in the Lamb's Book of Life is truly humbling, because we could do nothing to earn it. It is still all about Jesus. I pray that you use these remaining days leading up to Easter to fast something in your day to keep you thinking during that time more closely about Jesus. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.